Welcome to Move at the Speed of Culture with Dr. Greg Watson, where we decode the cultural signals, platform shifts, and digital trends that drive attention and conversion. I'm Greg, professor, serial entrepreneur, and marketing strategist, and each episode, I share insights and cultural playbooks to help you win in the attention economy. Today's show is called The Future of Culture-Driven Ads. Let's dive in. Your ads aren't failing because of budget or targeting. They're failing because they're culturally tone-deaf. Here's what I mean. Culture now moves faster than your creative cycles, and brands that can't keep up are burning millions on campaigns that feel irrelevant the moment they launch. Today, we're exploring three shifts reshaping how culture drives ad performance and what top brands are doing differently. First shift, real-time cultural listening. Those quarterly trend reports your agency sends, they're essentially archaeology at this point. Culture moves in weeks, not quarters. The winners are using social listening tools to identify cultural moments within 24 to 48 hours. Think about it. By the time a trend makes it into a PowerPoint deck, it's already moving through its decline phase. The practical shift here is building always-on cultural monitoring instead of those quarterly trend reviews. Second shift, micro-cultural targeting. Research shows that broad cultural assumptions decrease ad relevance by 40%. We need to move from lazy generalizations like millennials love authenticity to specific insights like urban millennials are discussing sustainability in fashion this week. Here's your framework. Map your audience's specific cultural intersections. Age plus location, plus interests, plus current events. This granular approach transforms how you speak to people. Third shift, agile creative systems. Build modular ad templates that can absorb cultural references quickly. Create asset libraries organized by cultural themes, not just product features. Here's the tactical win. 80% of your creative stays consistent. 20% adapts to cultural moments. This lets you maintain brand integrity while staying culturally fluent. Let me show you how this works through Spotify Wrapped. Spotify didn't just show people their listening statistics. They created an annual cultural moment around self-expression. They understood that we live in a personal branding culture where sharing curated versions of ourselves is how we connect. The result? 60 million social shares and an event that users now anticipate. Spotify mastered the culture of identity expression, not just music consumption. Here's your actionable takeaway. Audit your last five campaigns and identify one cultural reference point in each. If you can't find clear cultural connections, your ads are invisible to your audience. Start building cultural context into every brief, not just your big moment campaigns. The bigger picture is this. Culture isn't decoration for your ads. It's the language your audience speaks. Brands that master cultural fluency don't just improve performance metrics, they become part of the conversations that drive purchasing decisions. Thanks for listening to Move at the Speed of Culture with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found value here, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more marketers capture attention and drive growth. Stay ahead of culture. Stay ahead of competitors. Cultural Intelligence Report.